This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. I don't know how we can be a top-tier program, and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive. So there's fundamental things I'm fighting for my team and my program. It's not so much about me. It seems to, I want to make sure that whatever we do going forward, we're successful and we're successful at the highest rate.
That was Kevin Willard spilling some tea. And at the time he spilled said tea, we thought, yeah, he's using it as leverage to try to get himself a better deal and make the program better.
Elevate the program.
Yes.
Not about him.
No, but now with and personally, I've heard they gave him everything, basically yes. Everything he asked for. And yet he's still saying thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to go up 95 a little bit. Mainline, Pennsylvania, Villanova, where it's basketball first. And I think we're in agreement on this. I feel like I don't know how he could have come off poorer than he has in the like. I think it's created an anger in this fan base by the way he's handled this whole situation. And it first started with Kevin Harlan at 2:30, and then that press conference about an hour later, and then all the stuff getting leaked out last night. It's not good.
It's a damn shame. He overshadowed everything these kids did. He made it about his situation when he could have just said, hey, guys, I got a contract here. It's got multiple years on it. Don't ask me about it again. Let's talk about my team. He didn't do that. He went on a media blitz, a campaign, both from the podium before and leading up to and after games that were played and then on multiple media outlets. And he made it all about him, and he said he was doing it for the greater good of the program, which was complete and utter BS. And he has to have known in his heart that he wasn't going to be back here for a long time. He used Damon Evans as a convenient bobo. And look, I'm personally glad Damon Evans is gone.
Yeah,
if there's
a
good that came out of this,
yes,
like it's that somebody else will be running the athletic programs.
But the athletic department's a house of cards. That's the other problem.
Yeah. But, like, this guy went out of his way to talk about so many things that didn't really have to do with who they were playing and what they had accomplished and what they could accomplish. And it wasn't ever about the program. It was all about him getting his jollies off on dragging people down on the way out. That's what a hollow, coward, shallow man he is. That rather than just make it about the kids and keep his mouth shut and not air any of this stuff that he knew he wasn't going to have to deal with anymore anyway, and that he wasn't that interested in, he decided to take it to a more diabolical level. And so, yeah, people should be angry, and this was unnecessary. Now, I'm also not going to tell you that when he said this stuff that I didn't feel like some of it needed to come to light.
Sure.
But he could have said it when he got to Villanova, when they asked him, why'd you leave Maryland?
Yes.
You didn't have to say it before these games. You didn't have to say it in the manner you said it at the time you said it. And yeah, it really speaks to a lack of character and integrity. Go get what you think's the better job and go take it there. Just handle it with some manner of professionalism on the way out. If for the kids, if nothing else.
Well, and he tried to both sides it. He went on a rampage on Thursday, and then yesterday, when asked about it, he just deflected and talked about Florida. You can't both sides it. And to use the kids as a shield and I'm sticking up for the kids when no, dude, like, he was dead set on leaving. Like, that's what is abundantly clear at this point.
The other thing that I thought of thinking about this morning, and Bone, you're too young to remember this, but Jason will. So the year was 89. And Bill Frieder, right before the start of the NCAA tournament, announced that after the tournament, he was going to leave Michigan, where he was the head coach, to take the job at Arizona State. Yeah. Bo Schembechler, the legendary football coach, was then the AD, said, no, 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 no. We want a Michigan man coaching Michigan. He immediately fired Frieder and made Steve Fisher the head coach for the start of the tournament. They went on to win the national championship with Steve Fisher. Steve Fisher then brought in the Fab Five later, coached San Diego State. Yeah. But I started thinking, well, do I want a Maryland man to coach Maryland tonight? Like, should Kevin Willard even be allowed to coach his team tonight? Because he's halfway out the door already.
He shouldn't be, but they don't have an AD right now.
No,
so it's just like, this was such a perfect storm for Kevin Willard, and he knew it, and he exploited it to the nth degree. He exploited it in a way that, shame on me, because he got me.
Yep.
Hey, not a lot of people get me. He got me.
He got me.
Bone got you. Yeah.
But it didn't have to be that way. And no, I don't think he would coach the team. And I would like to think that somebody would go to the players and just say, here's what we're thinking. And if all you guys vote against it, then we'll, and you really want this Bobo, then he could stay. But here's why we think we need somebody here who actually has the program's best interest at heart and not his. Because I'm going to tell you right now what Kevin Willard, we know who he is now. He showed us who he is, so yes. Believe him. He wants to lose this game tonight. He wants to get on the private plane that Villanova has waiting for him, that has no allegiances to the Terps, and start his new life. He's done with these kids. He's done with College Park. Well, he has been for a while, except for the ones he steals.
Yeah, he takes
except for the ones he takes. But like, he wants this behind him in the worst way possible. So no, his heart and his integrity is not in the right place. It's not about winning this game, and I don't trust him. I don't trust him to win this game, which is part of the reason my enthusiasm for this game has been sapped. Because the guy running the bench is a con man.
Well, and it is a great point, because in his heart of hearts, he wants them to lose today. That way he can get a jump on the portal. He can get a jump on everything going on at Nova. I think that's hard to argue.
He's sucked everything he could out of College Park. He's done with it. He wants to spit it out and go up to Philly.
Yeah. Main line.
So, nice area. Do I wish somebody would have knocked on his hotel door and said, we've canceled your room, and you better find yourself a flight home?
You're right. The having no AD hurts. Isn't Gary Williams in San Francisco for this game? You couldn't get Gary to coach? Like, he's got 40 minutes in him. What, like, they've done that. Like, I've seen, like, where didn't Oklahoma bring Bob Stoops back to coach a bowl game?
Yeah, it's a little different than a Sweet 16.
But Gary's a Hall of Fame coach, man. I'll take him over a guy who doesn't want to win.
We got a poll, IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on it on Twitter. Assuming Kevin Willard is gone to Villanova, should Maryland pull a Bo Schembechler and fire Willard immediately, having someone else, maybe David Cox, coach the team tonight, or let Willard finish what he started? Close to 500 votes already. 62.9% a Maryland man coaches Maryland, 37.1% ride with Willard.
That was a great quote when Schembechler fired Frieder, and he says, a Michigan man's coaching Michigan, not an Arizona State man. Fired him immediately. But, yeah, I was thinking about this morning, and I thought, Jason, you'd be with me on that. Like,
I'm with you.
Yeah, like this guy, this guy doesn't have Maryland's best interest right now. He's got Villanova's best interest right now. That's the reality. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to someone who has always had Maryland's best interest. He played quarterback at the University of Maryland. He played in the NFL for years, been on the NFL Today on CBS, does radio in New York City. Boomer Esiason joins us next here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.